The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh my goodness. I was not going to discuss this anymore. I really, really wasn't. And then I watched some of the cable news during the break. I have admitted it. I used to call Donald Trump a buffoon with bad hair. I did. Well, he may have bad hair, but he is no buffoon. You may love him, you may hate him, but he's a pretty smart cookie. He really is. Hey, welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. What am I talking about? In the last hour, I brought up the subject of the tweet that Donald Trump sent out at about 8:45 this morning. And he says, hey, you know, hey, if we have mail-in, it's going to be a fraud and so forth. Yeah, hey, maybe do we need to delay so it'll be safe? And, okay, thank you, Jeff. Breaking news from the State House. Jeff, my engineer, is reporting to me that Bob Cupp will be the new Speaker of the House here in the state of Ohio. That's what I assumed. He is a representative from what is it, Lima or Findlay? It's either Lima or Findlay. He's a conservative. As far as I know, he's pro-life. And evidently, he will be the new Speaker of the House, Bob Cupp. So I'll try to find more details on that and get it to you a little later. Okay. So Trump this morning sends out this tweet that sends the news media, the liberal left, and even Republicans nuts. They've gone crazy. I mean, insane all day long. The president can't do that. President Trump is saying he wants us to delay the election. He can't do that. No, he didn't. He didn't say we need to delay the election. He was being sarcastic. And he was saying, okay, you want to have these mail-in elections because it's not safe to go to the polls. So what do you want to do? Delay it until it's safe? Now, what was his purpose? I don't know the mind of Donald Trump. But before the break, I said, I think the purpose was to get the discussion going and to get the opponents of an in-person election saying, well, yeah, of course we can make it safe. No, we're not going to delay it. Of course we can make it. And that's when I checked cable news during the break, all of the cable news channels that I checked, they're all saying, well, if we need to, we can make it safe. We don't have to. And that's exactly what Trump wanted. Like I said, he plays the news media like a fiddle. He throws out a bone and like a bunch of rabid, voracious dogs, they jump on the bone and, well, anyway. So I just think that's interesting. I really do. And even Fox News was saying, President Trump suggests delaying the election. No, he didn't. Read the tweet. He's saying, is that what we need to do? Anyway, all right, enough of that. All right, common sense is in terrible condition in America today. Can I illustrate that to you? Who in their right mind would think that it is fair for a biological male to compete in athletic events equally with biological females? You have to absolutely suspend common sense and reason to think that there is anything fair about biological boys competing against biological girls in the same sport. Males have biological advantages to females. That's just nature. It's just true. It's a fact. And yet, schools all over America and school districts all over America are allowing transgendered boys that are going through the transgender process, transitioning to a girl, who are still biologically and many times anatomically male, competing against biological and anatomical females. It's not fair. Well, the NCAA has suggested, this is the NCAA, the governing body over collegiate sports. The NCAA is suggesting a boycott of any state that has passed a law that forces boys to compete against boys and girls to compete against girls, prohibiting biological males from competing against biological girls, which again is common sense. It's what we've done for thousands of years. Idaho is being singled out because they do have a law. In the state of Idaho, a biological male cannot compete in women's sports. Hello? Of course not. So the NCAA is suggesting that they may boycott the state of Ohio, which brings me to this story. More than 300 female athletes yesterday urged the NCAA to reject calls to boycott Idaho over its ban on biological men competing in women's sports. The letter, organized by Save Women's Sports, came in response to pressure from 60 progressive organizations, including the ACLU, Planned Parenthood. What does Planned Parenthood have to do with college sports or high school sports? Serious question. What does Planned Parenthood have to do with any of this? 60 progressive organizations, including the ACLU, Planned Parenthood, and the National Center for Transgender Equality, to move any and all NCAA championship events out of Idaho, over a law that they see as discriminatory to transgender athletes. The female athletes who signed the letter say the pressure to open women's sports to biological men who identify as women amounts to little more than bullying. Quote, such tactics are antithetical to the NCAA values of respect, fairness, and civility, and would send a chilling message to women across the U.S. about the NCAA's commitment to the integrity of women's sports. The NCAA Board of Governors will take up the issue at its August 4th meeting, which will be held remotely via Zoom. The letter says the NCAA's mandate is for fair competition. We urge you to reject all calls to boycott and bully Idaho for preserving fair competition for women and girls across Idaho. It is bullying. And I don't think it's an exaggeration at all to say if this movement is allowed to grow where biological boys who identify as girls are allowed to compete, it's the end of women's sports as we know it. And the crazy thing, the insane thing, it's the people who are screaming women's rights. It's the feminists, the people who say we stand for women's rights. They are the ones that are going to be responsible, if allowed to continue, to absolutely destroy women's sports. There won't be women's sports any longer if this is allowed to continue. There will just be sports. No men's, no women's. They'll all be thrown together. And guess who the losers will be? Women. They will be the losers. Said it before, allow me to repeat it. The liberal left destroys everything it touches. And if allowed, the liberal left will totally decimate collegiate sports in America. They'll destroy it. That's what the liberal left does. They destroy everything they touch.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, it's true. The state of Ohio has a new Speaker of the House. The Republican State Representative Bob Cupp from Lima has just moments ago been voted in as the new Speaker of the House, and he has already been sworn into office by Supreme Court Justice Judith French. He is from Lima. According to news reports, he defeated Dayton area State Representative Jim Butler, who is the president pro tem, by a single vote in a closed-door GOP caucus meeting, according to an undisclosed Republican lawmaker. Then the House of Representatives convened, took a vote, and he was elected in a 55-38 vote. Get this, with all Democrats voting no. Okay. Why? Why would not one single Democrat vote for the new Speaker of the House? Why? I don't know. But anyway, 55-38 vote, Bob Cupp. I don't know. I know very little about him except what I've read. He was a Supreme Court justice for a time here in Ohio. He was an Ohio Supreme Court justice. He has served in the Ohio Senate. He's pretty well connected politically. He has served in the House of Representatives since 2015. He will be term limited out in 2022. So he will only be able to be the Speaker of the House for a couple of years, but he is the new Speaker of the House. Not familiar with him. I pray that he is conservative. I pray that he is pro-life. I pray that he is pro-family. Don't know. I don't know. I was hoping and praying for someone else, but that individual withdrew their name. He was one of the final three that the Republicans were looking at, but he withdrew his name yesterday, just felt it was better for the state and so forth, and I honor that. But anyway, we have a new Speaker of the House. Pray for him. Pray that he, listen, it's going to be tough. He has the responsibility and the opportunity to restore confidence of the people of Ohio in the House of Representatives. Confidence in elected representatives is pretty low across the country, and especially here in the state of Ohio. So pray for him. And I'll try to get him on the air as soon as possible. He's obviously probably not going to give any interviews for at least a while until he gets his feet wet and tries to bring order to a state house, a House of Representatives that is in disorder right now. I'll try to get him on the air, and we will get better acquainted with him. Just one real quick thing before the bottom of the hour break. The news media is going crazy over Donald Trump's tweet about asking, hey, do we need to delay the election until it's safe? Again, he wasn't suggesting that. But anyway, listen to this from a fairly new study from the Heritage Foundation. Quote, in the last four federal elections, more than 2 million absentee ballots were misdelivered, and an additional 1.3 million were rejected by election officials. That's 3.3 absentee ballots. We're talking mail-in ballots that were not counted. Quote, even more startling, state election officials also categorized more than 28.3 million mail-in ballots as unknown or unaccounted for. That's 30 million ballots that either didn't count, mishandled, not delivered. Can you imagine what that would do to a national election, a presidential election? That's why I think common sense people are absolutely opposed to a strictly mail-in ballot election. The potential for fraud is more than enormous. All right, quick break. We'll be back.